This is your captain speaking. As you can tell in the cabin, we're hitting some shaky times, and it's about to get worse. So please take a moment, make sure you are buckled, and the loved ones around you are buckled. Because we're about to hit Turbulent Truth. In 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Jungle Room.
Sorry, I couldn't help it.
I will definitely fly monkeys through the screen. So we're back with Jill Biden's old dresses for a backdrop. And this is part of
Jill's or Joe's.
Could be Joe. Could be Joe. Good point. You know, that's got to be handy for them just to be able to switch outfits at random, you know? No, if you can't tell, we are in the middle of a move. We have a new home, and we're very excited about it. And in the process, we had to put Jill's dresses back up in lieu of the more sane.
Because the amazing individuals have allowed us to have this space that we totally love and appreciate. Amazing.
It's been great.
It's
totally
been fantastic.
Except for Jill's dresses.
Except for Jill's. Hence why Gary swapped them out for red ones a long time ago.
Yes.
But today, they're back.
Yes, because...
Like an ex-girlfriend.
These folks are, they're going to go find more acreage out of town, like smart people are doing these days, and it's going to be awesome. Wish them nothing but the best, because I know that's what's coming.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, so this is our move, the Jungle Room, for one episode only, you think? Think we can move in that amount of time?
It might be two, but probably one.
All right.
Yeah.
Either way, these will be collector's items. I know.
All
the jungle.
We'll be selling these on our website.
No.
Bid only.
No, we won't. I was talking about the actual episode.
If those aren't turbulent, I don't know what
those are turbulent.
And by the way, I'm Scott Kutcher.
I'm Gary Chapman.
And this is Turbulent Truth.
Well done. Because it's all going to be screwed up because the thing's already built to fly in and out. And I'm not going to change it for that.
So my job, just so y'all know,
reverse the whole thing. Wait, never mind.
Is to make Gary's edit as hard as humanly possible.
And he's good at it. Really good. Really good. All right, so this is an amazing time we're living in.
Oh, so many good things happening.
Who knew overnight it would become hip to hate Jews? Who knew it would happen so quickly, seamlessly? I'm looking at thousands and thousands and thousands of people, collectively, I suspect millions of people around the world that are openly calling for not just, you know, move out of Gaza, let them have that. No.
Extermination.
No, they want to kill the Jews. Wait for it. And the Christians.
You know what it sounds like?
That's the leader of Hamas, dude. Leader of Hezbollah. All those people are saying the same thing. They're planning to kill all the Jews and all the Christians.
Sounds like the Inquisitions.
It's worse than that, I think.
Yeah, much worse.
Yeah, there was a trial there.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
it was kind of a fake trial.
There's not going to be one.
There's no trial.
No Absolutely. Show trial. No show trial. Yeah, just a bullet.
It could be springtime with Hitler type of thing all over.
Yeah, and Germany. Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
No, it's amazing. It's amazing. It is such a clear sign.
It's disgusting.
It is such a clear, unmistakable sign that we are in I believe we're there. I think we're there. That thing that people have talked about for literally centuries. That thing. For a couple thousand years, people have been talking about that thing.
We're in it.
It's coming / he's coming. End times,
we're
all the
it.
Stuff. If you can't look around and go, okay, wait a minute.
What has changed?
There's
something different.
There's an evil...
Don't tell me.
...group that is dead set on killing all the Jews and the Christians.
Can't. Oh, everyone going after the holy people of God. That's it. Couldn't put my finger on it for a minute, but that's it.
Yes.
That's it.
And if you look at it the way that we look at it, and that I think many of you look at it this way, even the very act of being Christian, apparently the Islamists, the extreme folks in that, maybe there's some great people there. I don't know. I know at the basis of their religion. They really are supposed to kill us if we disagree with them. That's in their book, not mine. But
literally.
Yeah.
In their book.
But we, because of what Jesus did, and we believe that is true, he made us Jewish. We are grafted into that vine. We are as Jewish as anybody that ever popped on a yarmulke. I'm just telling you, we are in the spirit. We are. So I guess they're making sense in their own twisted minds.
Yeah, I guess
they have
so.
To kill all of us.
Yep. Well, yeah. It's going to be kind of hard.
It's going to be difficult. It's
because us that have been drifted in.
We drifted in. Some of us have drifted in. Yes.
Those that have drifted in, like myself.
Yes.
Well, we come from the southern part of Israel. In other words, we have guns.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. Nobody wants that.
But the point is if someone is coming after your family,
it's a problem.
Okay. So there was a debate yesterday. It's totally on the subject. I'm not going to derail you this time, I promise. And the thing was, is not to justify the people protesting, but the individual was making the statement of, I can see why they are upset because of killing babies, this and that. And I kind of lost my crap. I said, wait a minute, let me get this straight. You got a bunch of terrorists hiding behind families, taking them apart, ripping them apart, raping them, doing all these other things, and then putting their ammunition, all the different stuff, in key places like hospitals to use them as shields. And it's a time of war, and you're expecting the people they're doing this against to go, you know what, we're not going to retaliate just because it's not the right thing. Are you kidding me? It's war. They've done it, and they've put that situation in place. I'm sorry, but you come after my family, and you hold someone else in front of you as you're trying to come through that door of your family, you're both getting shot. I'm sorry, and God help my soul in that process.
Well, he will.
I'm going to pray first, and I'm going to hope that the Holy Spirit and angels intercede, but if not, you're getting a couple of 9mm in the head. It's just happening.
Ecclesiastes, it's pretty clear. There is a time for peace, and there is a time for war.
Absolutely.
If you don't think God understands war,
you haven't read the Bible.
You need to read it.
Oh my gosh. Who did he tell to wipe out a whole nation and they didn't listen? Didn't take out the king? Who was that?
Mm-hmm.
Was that Joshua? No. I just had a brain fart.
It happens.
It happens.
It doesn't smell though. That's awesome. That's the plus. That's the bonus. His brain farts. I can't smell them at all.
I really hope that you dub in some smoke that goes...
There's a little something that hangs in the air, but that's just kind of residual indecision and ignorance. It's not a smell. It's not.
AKA Scott.
No,
me in my face. I really do.
I know we are, Islam is a religion of peace. Isn't that what George Bush started telling us right after 9/11?
Didn't he call everybody
together?
Yeah.
Muslim Brotherhood, there's a religion of peace.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, the Muslim Brotherhood are the ones that are calling for all of us to be killed. So, there's that.
Yeah, and if you listen to any of their leaders and you come across any of the real videos that are being buried and now are surfacing, man, they're flat out forever been saying, let's kill them all.
Yeah.
Let's kill them all and let Allah sort them out.
You got to respect the Iranians. At least they've been up front about it for a long time.
Right.
They've been screaming it from the streets for a long time.
Yeah, for a long time.
So, you know, here's to you. Appreciate your honesty.
Yeah. And again, we're going to say it a million times. It's not about land. This is a holy war about annihilating God's people so they can keep the Christ or Jesus from coming back and taking the throne that literally sits on that land to annihilate evil. That's what this is about. It's a holy war. End of story.
And
stop spinning it.
What makes it so difficult from their perspective, and some of them know it, they've already lost that war. It's already decided. This war was decided 2,000 years ago. Jesus took the keys. He's in charge. Period.
Another great question I was asked yesterday, because this has been a topic in workplaces and everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Another great question I was asked, why does Satan fight so hard when he knows he's going to lose? I said, because hell was created for him and his minions, not for us. We're choosing to go with them when we deny God.
Mm-hmm.
It's not made for us.
He doesn't have room for us. He sees us as unwanted migrants.
No, he doesn't want to go there himself. Yeah. He wants to stay here and wreak havoc. Well, he doesn't want to go to hell and live in hell.
But he knows he doesn't have a chance. So the reason that he's working this hard, it's his only thing he can do.
Yeah.
He's not built to do anything else. He's not getting saved. He's not falling on his knees.
He doesn't have the ability to repent.
Now, I may be wrong about that. It says every knee will bow. Do you think Satan
at some point... Oh, I think he's going to bow. It's just not going to be because he wants to.
Right.
He's going to be under a lot of pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either way, I'm going to be there, and I'm not going to...
You know, I hope it's actually not under pain. I hope it's under so much love and grace, he can't handle the love, and that's what's painful to him.
Oh, no, that'd be very painful.
So painful. And we're laying hands on him, and God's laying hands on him, and he is weeping and in torment.
Yeah, but now you're dreaming, because God's going to lay hands on him as he tosses him into the lake of fire for eternal torment. He's going to get his hands
on him. That's what I was teeing up. That's so true. And we keep forgetting that part about it.
I don't.
Because he came as a lamb, we keep forgetting there's a lion.
Oh,
and the
goodness.
Second time is the lion.
Yeah.
The first time was to show us how to be like him and to free us. The second time is to kick some booty.
David did not put Goliath in time out. He cut his head off with his own sword.
That is a t-shirt. I want that t-shirt. David did not put Goliath in time.
That is a good shirt.
Oh,
I'll wear that.
This is so good. With a slingshot.
On my days that I'm not wearing
with a slingshot Satan. Going around behind it with a... Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my gosh, I can see it.
David rocks.
Oh. That's another one I want right there. Oh, this is so good. Just keep going.
Yeah, I can't stop it. I've tried for 66 years to stop my mind from spitting out all the stuff. I can't.
So let's talk about some really messed up stuff. In Oregon, they decided, on top of all this other stuff that's going on over there, over here we're going to continue the dumbing down of our children as they, you don't have to pass any tests or anything to graduate high school now. Yeah, I've got a clip. I'll send it to you.
For the next 5 years, high school students in Oregon will not need to perform proficiency tests, show a mastery of reading, writing, or math in order to graduate. And this comes as the Oregon Board of Education unanimously voted to extend a pause on the graduation requirement yesterday until 2028. They're citing inefficiency and inequity. Joelle Jones going beyond the headlines tonight to find out what this pause will mean for students.
This is a controversial decision and one that's facing a lot of pushback. While some say the decision will lower state standards and cheapen an Oregon diploma, the Oregon Department of Education tells me this policy simply didn't work and disproportionately harmed students of color.
Okay, so essentially the stupider we can make people, the easier they'll be to control?
What do you think?
I mean, that's amazing.
Right? Yeah.
And not surprising. No. Not really. Not really.
But on the other side of it, we have God doing his thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a new Speaker of the House.
Oh, good grief.
That was, and what's funny is the lava got throttled, but it leaked out, and now it's starting to gain momentum of him kneeling on the Congress floor.
Oh, right? No, it happened.
And being prayed over during the process of him receiving.
Yeah. He's not kidding.
He's not playing. And no. I'm waiting to watch his fruits from this, because if we really have a guy that's not just unafraid to say it and proclaim it, but is willing to live it out through legislation and really believes God appointed him in this moment in time to make a difference.
Okay, here's...
Oh my gosh, he's the next George Washington.
Here's the first potential piece of fruit.
Okay.
So he's, you know, everybody's screaming for an aid package to Israel.
Yes.
I get that.
Yes.
Critical moment. Needs to happen, and he is going to do that. The Joe and his folks, they want to do that, but they want also to have this like $14 billion for Israel, and then $60 billion for Ukraine, and then there's another $6 billion for our border. Not one drop for stopping people from coming across. It's all being spent to speed up the process, to make it more streamlined so people can invade our country at a much more efficient rate.
Yeah.
Because they're just not coming over fast enough, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Speaker Johnson is saying, and they've already passed it, they passed the package to give Israel what it needs. But it's by itself. It's not tied to anything.
Good.
So the Senate, even McConnell, Turtles, is saying, no, we've got to have all of it. Well, the House is not going to change their mind.
They don't need to have all of it.
Where they're getting the money for the Israel package,
yeah,
is for, it was money that had already put in the pipeline for the IRS to hire 80 whatever thousand agents and arm them up to come and get
us.
That's where they're getting the money. Which is just awesome.
I love it.
That's strong. That is a move to the hoop.
And then on top of it, you got the Oklahoma congressman, it might be a senator, can't remember, ex-military, that he said in line with them, no, I'm not voting for it. I'm going to vote by itself too, because what no one's talking about, and he was the only one I've seen talk about so far, I don't know if you know this or not even, which is a shocker because you are up on this stuff. There was a little piece in there for Gaza itself. So if there was a little piece in there that was going to go to Gaza in that package, do you really think Hamas was going to, that has control?
Yeah, they're not doing that.
They're going to take care of themselves and help fuel their war. Of course. You kidding me?
Yeah.
No, are you kidding me?
No, and that's in the original package.
So it is
there
in
was,
there.
There was money that was going to be going to, it was actually going to the UN. And they were because you can trust those guys who are also calling for Israel to give up and cease fire. Don't defend your people.
Yeah. Like terrorism takeover, please. Just kind of, you know.
But that's like that is not in Speaker Johnson's plan. It's not
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not
good. There. Well, fruits are happening.
No, he seems to be very, very serious. And he's open. He was Sunday morning, he was on Bartiromo's show and very pointedly said, I know that the Senate is not going to agree with me on this. This will set up the conversation that needs to be had, because we're not going to pass anything other than single element bills. That's what we're designed to do, and that's what we're going to do from now on. We're not ever doing
taking out the pork.
We're not ever doing another omnibus.
Yes.
We're not ever putting all 12 appropriation packages together.
Thank you.
That's never happening. That's over.
That's the way it's supposed to be, according to the Constitution.
And
by the way,
dude, that cuts every lobbyist off at the knees. That defunds
Satan,
otherwise known in D.C. as lobbyist. And deep staters and all the corrupt people that have infiltrated our government over the decades.
Without a doubt.
It cuts them off at the knees.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Yeah, and if you want to support that, just go to our website and buy that shirt.
Buy that shirt, please. Yeah. Yes.
No. We're getting ready to start doing some codes again, right?
Yep.
We're going to amp up, and I'm going to lock myself in a closet, according to Gary, and I'm going to crank out a bunch of new merch. Because he's like, you need to, or you're not coming out. So...
I mean, I can be I'm the real taskmaster. Okay, so Joe, I think...
No Mojo.
I do. That's a good shirt right
no
there.
No Mojo.
Good grief. If there was ever timely shirt,
no
there's
mo.
One.
No Mojo. And you can get that too, by the way.
Yeah.
Not that we're heavily promoting right now, but...
But there it is. So, Joe, I think he's... You know, I think he's... You know, he's had some health issues.
Oh, you think?
And I think he's getting better.
Oh, really?
I think
Do you have some proof of that?
I think he's had a turn.
Huh.
Let's
check it out.
Yeah. This is like yesterday.
Okay.
American leadership and the undeniable rights endowed by a creator that no creator, no creation can take away. Proving once again that America's strength is not just the power of its example, but the example of its power.
He's almost there.
You see
there.
What I mean? I think he's much better.
But he's almost there. Because even through his flub up, he said that the creation can't take it away. He's the creation.
Right.
So you guys can't take it away. Just saying.
But these things are endowed by our creator. The creator can't take away.
Yeah, but he said the creator.
And the creation.
And the creation.
And
so,
then.
Yeah. But, and then.
The power of our strength.
I'm my own
and
grandpa.
The strength of our power. Wow.
He's so easy to understand.
That's just, okay, we're on the brink.
Oh my gosh.
The shots stopped working.
Literally on the brink. Yeah, though, whatever they were giving him, give him more, please.
I'm telling you what, guys, if you go back and you look during the campaign, they were either, he was a doppelganger, or he was getting shot up with something that cleared his mind during that short period of time. And I think it did its damage. I really, really
it's,
do.
It's not good.
I mean, I hate to be sound like a conspiracy. That is He's leader. Rubbing off on me.
That is the leader of the free world right there.
Yeah.
Well, you want to go down a really, really giant conspiracy rabbit hole. And we'll just lay it out there. Do your own homework. Check this out. But I watch a few of those flight tracker sites.
Ah, yeah.
Because they can, you know, they know who's up there. Some of them try to hide themselves. The really good ones know how they do it, and they can kind of work around it to a large degree. But there are apparently an inordinate number of aircraft flying from D.C. to Cheyenne Mountain.
Really?
It's almost as if they're planning for the government to be able to be underground
during a certain event.
During something that they want to be away from. I don't know. I wonder if that's true. I don't know.
Be interesting to find out.
My wife sent me a video this morning and she's like, "You should watch this. Tell me what you think." I watched it and went, "I don't know what to think." I don't want that to be true.
Right. No one wants it to be true.
But if it is, we say it all the time. We're going to keep saying it. We'll be screaming it from the rooftops before it's over, folks. Jesus is King. It's never going to change.
It's not.
It's not going to change. And if you don't have that at your core,
ugh.
I feel so sorry for you. I'm serious.
I do.
It's just, how do you live without that knowledge in this time?
And that reassurance of the promises that have been put into the Bible and then proven over time through all the prophecies that have been fulfilled. How do you not have something like that to hold on to? If you are literally holding on to man to fix this, jeez, it's unfixable by man.
Well, should we take a little trip down lane B?
What is lane B?
The Babylon B lane,
the B team. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
And before we do that, Matthew Perry, rest in peace.
Oh, good.
You brought us a lot of joy. My wife and I watched Friends, loved Friends.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? Who didn't?
It was just a phenomenal, fun show. And it brought us a lot of joy, and rest in peace. But the thing that I have to point out, he was vaccinated to the hilt.
Oh, he was big on it.
The thing that really frustrates me is this whole he drowned. Well, if you have a heart attack in your
hot tub,
you're going to drown. So the first report was that he had a heart attack, and now it's that he drowned, and I believe it was both.
Now they've deferred the decision.
Yeah.
Which means they'll never say anything.
They'll never say, because they don't want more proof coming out that these people that are going to the hilt and buying in and drinking the Kool-Aid and getting vaccinated over and over and over and over and over is part of what's leading to these health issues when someone dies at 54 years old.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
It was Pelosi's husband's hammer that fell on his head is what happened. That's the way they will handle it. Whatever happened with that? Did we ever get the skinny on that whole deal?
I don't know.
Did you hear all that yet?
No.
No, of course you didn't. They're not going to talk about it.
They got married.
They throw that stuff out there, and then it's like,
wait. Oh,
look. What about that town in Ohio? How are those folks doing?
Well, according to people I know in Ohio, not well.
What have we done after that train wreck?
Nothing. Band-Aids. Nothing. We were going to charge people to get them out of freaking Israel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What kind of government's running us right now?
We'll rescue you, but it's going to cost you.
That's the kind that's running us right now, is a monarchy.
Did you see...
disguising it as...
The picture that went everywhere when Matthew Perry passed?
Which one?
That one.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah. Could I be any more vaccinated?
Oh my gosh.
I'm so sad about all that.
And he's such a treasure. And here's one of the main reasons. He beat up Trudeau when he was in fifth grade in Canada. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
He actually beat up Trudeau. He was 2 years ahead of me in school in Canada. And Trudeau was coming up. And I guess he was a little wiener then too. And him and his buddy beat him up. And he said, I don't feel proud to say this. And he was on a talk show. And it wasn't that long ago. And he said, He said, I understand you knew Trudeau. He goes, yeah. He's like, and I have a story, and I'm not very proud, but I beat him up in fifth grade.
Perfect.
And part of me that doesn't like what Trudeau's doing goes, yeah.
You know, Matthew Perry.
So he's a national treasure.
Was he a national treasure on Epstein's Island?
Oh, I really hope not.
Oh, no, he was there.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, I'm afraid your treasure may be tarnishing before your eyes here before long.
Well.
So, but you know what? I think there's going to be a way to save all this.
Really? How are we going to save it?
Don't you think?
Oh, that is the complete image of a savior right there. Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, Michael's letting him, Michelle's letting herself
Somebody
go.
Has let themselves go. Wow. Wow. And appearance is not everything. Unless, of course, you're considering to run for president. And you've been historically pretty fit. And then you look like that? What happened, dude?
She'll get the homeless vote.
Wow. Yeah. Makes a point. All right, let's go to the B.
Let's do it.
Oh, wait, I got one more thing.
Come on, guys. Let's seriously be. Just this reach out to us. We want to have coffee.
This is this electric car thing.
Oh, yeah.
Which, you know, there's a few of them I would love to drive around because I know they're so much fun to drive.
The supercars are crazy stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. So they've finally done a study on what it actually costs to drive one. The actual practical... I'm going to drive a mile in this vehicle, and because of all the impacts and the processes that have to occur for that mile to happen, it's going to cost X without government subsidy.
Oh, gotcha. Finally.
$17.33 a gallon. That's what it's equal to.
Have you seen the...
$17.33.
They haven't released it yet, but I've seen some people doing their own math. Have you seen the calculation of some of the scientists talking about the impact on what it takes to build these cars to the environment versus how good they are for the environment?
Oh, it's not even close. It's horrible.
Not even close.
It's horrible.
And my favorite was an Instagram post that I came across this week that actually was this guy, and he must have had too much caffeine because he's shaking like this, but he's filming. He's like, look, it's an electrical, you know, charging station. And look what's running. And it was a diesel powered generator.
Oh, no, I saw that same picture. It's a giant, they were charging a bus. It was like a city bus. It's this huge diesel generator. Yay, that works.
Reminds
it's so stupid.
Reminds
it's
me when
so
we were
stupid.
In California and they lost the lights because of the rolling blackouts.
That's
and,
right.
And they plugged in that generator at the hotel to run everything.
They did. We had a blackout. Came outside and was like, what is that sound? It's a generator. And you had the cord going through the window into the lobby to keep the Wi-Fi on.
I have footage somewhere.
It's hilarious. Yeah, and on the back of the electric vehicle thing.
That's unreal. 17.
If they were not being subsidized by the government, each electric vehicle would cost an average of $48,000 more.
More?
More.
So 100 grand, basically.
48,000 more than whatever it is. That's what's going per vehicle. Yeah.
Anyway. And I've said it over and over, and little caveat, you know, in the business world, I'm working on another deal with a good friend of mine, and he travels all over. His family's dignitaries over in the Philippines. He's just well connected. He got to go over to China, and a couple other countries, Taiwan, and he said, it is amazing how far they've come with their electric technology versus ours because they're not tied to the oil industry and some of the other big industries that are in on this, so to speak, of regulating and making it difficult. They have a bus that he rode on. He said it rode like he was in a Mercedes and it went 600 miles before having to be recharged. And everything on it was recycled from a previous one.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Yeah.
So their cost goes way down. So why is it so much more expensive to do it here?
Well, I know there's a better way to do it.
Much better way.
But a much better way than that is a hydrogen. Have
Absolutely.
You seen?
Yes. Toyota's got an amazing
It's car. Incredible.
Absolutely.
You know what? It Absolutely. Puts out the exhaust pipe?
Water.
Water.
Yeah.
Mist.
The byproduct of that is equivalent to nuclear quite honestly. And yeah. What I mean by that is nuclear can be totally recycled after during a 20-year period.
Yeah.
Nuclear is our best source for main energy. But like he said, the other difference is every place they had it where he went, they had an infrastructure in place for it. They did the infrastructure first and then created did it side by side with each other. And they would release things as the infrastructure could handle it.
Right.
What a concept. Oh, it drives me nuts.
We're trying to look at it through the lens of logic and trying to make it work, right? How can they think this is going to work? They know it's not going
to
work.
They don't want it
this
to work.
This is a
That's
plan
yes.
to take our country down. It's a plan. If you don't see that, they don't suck at what they do. They're really good at it.
They're like anyone else. It's like a house they don't like. They're going in and they're trying to gut it. You can't redo a home until you gut it.
Yeah.
And they want to gut it first.
That's what they're doing.
And there's a multiple pronged approach with what we're funding for wars and where we're getting involved and not and what we're doing with this kind of stuff. It's all a master plan, guys.
Sure. And part of that gutting, the principle behind the gutting is to eliminate anything having to do with a sovereign God who actually rules over us all. That's it. That's it. And if you're connected to him, you must be gutted. You have to be pushed out of the way. That's the plan. That's the darkness. That's them. That's it.
And
that's the deal.
And that's what we're trying to do every week is pull it into the light so it gets exposed. Because if you expose this darkness, then you can beat it.
Well, we've already beaten it anyway.
But. And how you can beat it. No, I'm talking about mental capacity.
Oh, yeah.
How you
yeah.
can beat it is you realize that it's BS and that he's sovereign and he is king. And when you realize that, the peace that falls upon you, and that's why we can laugh about things that, quite frankly, are warped.
Yeah, if it's confusing to you how we laugh about all this, please keep watching. You haven't got it yet. You have not figured it out yet.
Yep. It's a piece beyond understanding. What do you got for me with Babylon?
Let's check the bees.
Yeah, let's check out the
bees. Oh, I know you'll love this particular one.
Oh, my God.
You know, the UFC. To shed gay beer image, Bud Light partners with sport where sweaty men in underwear hug for 25 minutes.
This is an underhanded jab because I used to wrestle.
Yes.
And do some of this stuff.
It's not that
Thank
underhanded.
You.
It's not pretty
really,
direct.
It's really...
pretty direct.
That's okay. I'm the one on top.
That helps. All right, Joel Osteen wears his pastor costume for Halloween again.
Oh, that is so good.
This is a good one. You know, Elon Musk offered, he offered somebody $1 billion to change. Oh, what were they going to change their name to? He offered somebody $1 billion.
Remember.
It was funny.
Yeah, it was.
This is a takeoff on that. Elon Musk offers Mark Zuckerberg $1 billion if he changes the name of Facebook to Faceboob. It was only going to be for like a day. It's a great investment. Oh, my gosh. Oh, sad news. This is not the bee. We'll show it in a minute because it's very sad.
Okay.
Gavin Newsom visiting Jesus. Xi Jinping. Easy for me to say. To get more ideas on how to run California.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yes. Did you see him?
More regulation.
Did you see him on his visit over there?
No.
Okay, I think I have it. Let me
Do
find
it. Do you have
it? He took it upon himself to play basketball with some children.
This is why I don't play sports anymore.
Oh, man.
Oh, I love it.
I hope he gets in the race because he's such a dork.
He's fun to watch.
Such a nerd.
He's
going
to
be fun.
For sure.
Trump is going to tear this man apart. Oh, my gosh. It's going to be funny.
That he is.
Love him or hate him, he can tear people apart.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. There's a couple. No, this is enough. This is enough. But we do have some sad news. We have to. Mm. We're gonna have to bid a fond farewell to one of our favorites.
But the Bible tells us that there's a time for every purpose under heaven. And traveling across the country over the past 6 months, I came here to say it's become clear to me This is not my time. So after much prayer and deliberation, I have decided to suspend my campaign for president effective today.
Thank you for playing. Thanks for playing. We've got some gifts for you on the way out the door.
And in the...
Don't let that door hit you.
Where the good Lord split you.
Don't. It'll hurt.
It will.
That dude...
That's a buh and a pie. Buh-bye okay. now.
Okay, buh-bye. So he posted this. He posted it on...
Well, of course he did.
No. Who was it? Somebody posted it on his behalf.
Oh.
It was Lindsey Graham.
Oh.
Lindsey Graham.
Oh, good old Lindsey.
I'll put it up there so you can see it. He was just saying what a great guy is and everything.
Oh, yeah.
The comments, dude, I scrolled a long time.
Because you laughed.
I didn't find one that wasn't saying, okay, Lindsey, you're an idiot. You have no clue what you're talking about. This man is never coming back. The fact that you would say that says that you're as easily as dirty and stupid as he. I mean, it was brutal, dude. It just kept coming. I didn't find one positive comment. Lindsey Graham is going to get primaried. He's going to stop being a senator next go round. You watch. He's going. I just think it's going to happen, dude. I do.
Cool. I love it.
I do believe that the way this is all going to unfold with Speaker Johnson really throwing down the gauntlet on single issue bills, really causing all the people who are tied to all the money that live in multi-million dollar houses and they make 150 grand a year. How? I think that exposure is going to get so clear that we're not only going to win the White House and hold the House, we're going to take the Senate. I think we're going to have all three.
Really?
I do. If we ever have an election.
Interesting. Yeah. There's the key right there.
Yeah.
Yep.
We got to get there.
Right. Exactly.
Well, there's so much on the horizon.
There is.
And a lot of it is very good. It is. All of it is setting up the millennial reign. Sorry. This is precursor to what happens on this planet after Jesus comes and takes the church away. We have some bad years that turn out really bad for the devil.
Yeah.
And then he's gone for 1,000 years. This seems like fantasy and I'm crazy. Yeah, you know that I don't care that you think that. And you should read more toward the end of the book because that is what's going
to
happen.
He wants to reclaim Eden.
He's going to do it. And those kind of things will be, what else would you do? When there's no darkness, turns out there's only light.
Oh, what a glorious, glorious time.
I'm so ready. I'm so ready.
You know what, on that note.
I'm still Gary Chapman. I had to get it because he was going to screw
because
up.
I'm out of coffee.
Okay.
I'm out of coffee. And I'm Scott Kutcher.
Yes. And this is Turbulent Truth.
Indeed.
Jungle Edition. You might be flannel, camel, white linen and lace, denim, leather, designer suede. You could be cotton, satin, faded hand-me-downs. Crazy as it sounds, we're all made the same way. It might be hard to tell. We're all made to make up something bigger than ourselves. Whether you're torn and tattered or barely worn at all, we're all cut from the same cloth. We're all cut from the same cloth.
feel patched up, barely hanging on by a thread. Run through the ringer a little more than you should have. When you're hung out to dry out, out there all alone, you're not the only one, 'cause we're all made the same way. And it might be hard to tell, we're all made to make up something bigger than ourselves. Whether you're torn and tattered or barely worn at all, we're all cut from the same cloth. Cause we're all made in His image. Shouldn't we all be more like Him? 'Cause we're all made the same way. Might be hard to tell, we're all made to make up something bigger than ourselves. Whether you're torn and tattered or barely worn at all, we're all cut from the same cloth. We're all cut from the same cloth. We're all cut from the same cloth. The same cloth.